security to contact us.
If you see walkers around campus and you'd like them to accompany you, stop and ask.
Hello, you're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. My name is Ben. The show is called Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. On the big show tonight, 10 o'clock, live in studio, Muscles, the band will be playing. They're going to be playing a full set. It's going to be a lot of fun. Stick around for that. So that's happening in almost exactly 1 hour's time. The band Muscles from Vancouver, check them out. It's one of the first few shows that I've done, so it's going to be worth your while. I am also going to be talking to a band from Alberta called Ghost Keeper. They're going to be playing at the Pit downstairs, which is the bar at the bottom of the Student Union building. They are playing around 10 o'clock as well, live. But before that happens, they're going to just come in and chat a little bit about, I don't know, what they're doing in their lives and all that stuff. That's going to be happening in about a couple, in maybe after the song. Maybe after the song. Who knows? As long as I can get them in the studio. This is a guy from Halifax and his band, The Pinecones. Brett Randall, I believe is his name. And The Pinecones, and now it's called The Pinecones. Brand new album, Don't Try to Hide It. The song I'm going to play is I Think You're Blind.
I think you're blind if you could only see how smart you are and what you might do. How far people go to get to you, I know that it's all to be.
That was The Pinecones with the same with a song called I don't know what it's called. I don't have the CD here. it's all right. I Think You're Blind, Starlit One, whatever that means. You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. The show is live from Thunderbird Radio Hell, and live in studio with me right now, we have a band from Calgary, Ghost Keeper. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, guys. You want to just do a quick introduction for the people out there in Radioland? I don't know. It's a quick name.
Jake Rocker.
Scott Monroe.
Shane.
Sarah Wu.
Brad.
And you're a ghost keeper. And you guys just got into town about 2 hours ago.
Yep.
Driving from, where did you, play somewhere last night?
No, from Calgary.
North America.
So is today the beginning of your tour, or so to speak, or how does that?
The beginning of the western leg of it.
Yeah. What have you been up to before that?
We toured the east.
Yeah.
First time.
Yeah, how did that go? So from which point to which point? If I was a better host, I probably would have researched this, but...
We flew into Montreal.
Yeah.
And threw it around in a swank, huge diesel van.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So you flew to Montreal and you rented a van, or
No, we borrowed it.
You borrowed it? It's friends of yours? Or just,
yeah. Jahanzai Mirza lent it to us, a good friend.
Oh, yeah. And your adventure began in Montreal, and you drove all the way from Montreal back to...
No. We just toured around in Ontario and
a
few days in Quebec, Montreal and Wakefield.
Yeah.
And it was an awesome time. Right. Good audiences out there.
How
it's
not
is worth driving.
Yeah,
it's not. How's so you did the Quebec and some of Ontario then?
Yeah.
Did you say Wakefield or?
Yeah.
Where I had never even heard of it.
It's kind of by Ottawa.
Yeah.
Like 30 kilometers north of Ottawa.
And it's a small place, but it was good.
Yeah.
What,
the Black Sheep Inn.
Yeah.
Amazing hospitality.
Yeah.
Great audience.
Is it a common destination for bands to play there?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. What kind of crowd is it, like a college crowd or university crowd? Just random?
No, only like 800 people live in the city. I don't even think there's a college there or anything.
Yeah.
The Ottawa folks.
Yeah, it's a lot of people from Ottawa go there, I think.
Ah. And did you play in Ottawa as well?
No.
No. Okay.
And they have a portrait of Louis Riel over the main entrance.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. I noticed like one of your songs talk about like, you know, there's like mateys running and such like that. Is that like a common thing? Are you guys a Perry band? I was reading some reviews and they were described your music as what? How would you describe your music? It's always a stupid question, but
psychedelic rock and roll.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Psychedelic rock and roll. Before we talk a bit more, we should let the listeners know what you sound like, and then we'll come back. We'll talk a bit more, and then maybe there'll be more context.
Sounds good.
Onto everything. I am going to play a song called... what am I playing? We are playing Meaties Running.
Yes.
Awesome. Off a brand new album. Brand new album from Ghostkeeper from Calgary, playing tonight at the Pit Pub in about an hour's time. Now I got no shoe, yes, I swing my own. I'm a minty, run on money like my honey. Say you want to be a worker, and then you'll get so much quicker. Ride in my shoes, ride in them shoes. The fire, get the coffee, break in the radios, playing the songs I know. I snowfuss, snowfuss, fuss right here. Oh, a damn good dither is a prophecy. We'll be right back. Métis Running from the self-titled release, right? That's it. Yeah, Ghost Keeper. Sure Ghost Keeper just came out about a month ago. Available right. at finer record stores everywhere. So yep. in Vancouver, it's probably at Zulu and Red Cat and all those places. Do you want to talk about what that song is about at all? Or any?
Yeah, I guess it's just a Métis, a dude like me running away from the bush for a little while, seeing the world.
Yeah.
It also pays some tribute to the farm that I grew up on with my grandparents.
Yeah.
In Rocky Lane, this place east of High Level, my hometown, about a half-hour drive. And it's been lost to us temporarily.
Right.
Till I get it back.
Oh, what happened?
It has to be sold.
Oh, right. Okay. But so you're getting it back, yeah?
Getting it back,
yeah. Just looking at the CD, there's pictures inside, but it's from like a school, according to this. Where did you...
They're actually slides. That I was working in the library at the school for a little while in Paddle Prairie, and I found a whole bunch of educational slides, and they didn't want them anymore, so yeah. I just took them in. Made some art with them, and then we decided to use them.
For yeah, these. You said educational slides, but it looks like this is like two kids are fighting in the snow.
Yeah, well, it was part of the real, like, you know, how to behave at school.
Punch somebody in the chest. There's one of like, yeah, two kids kind of, I don't, well, they could just be
there's
playing.
There's like a food lesson with Mr. Toast, and there's like a toast yeah. man guiding you through like food groups. Yeah, there's some great slides that I found. So those are just a couple, but we don't know who actually took the pictures, so... We just kind of credit it, like, whoever knows anything about it.
Yeah. It looks really cool, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks awesome. Were there like, hundreds of them?
That you were, probably about 150.
How did you decide on these ones? Like, why did you pick the kids fighting? Come on.
we just picked the ones with a bit of life and magic in them, I guess.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And, yeah, the album, where was it recorded? Was it a lot of fun doing it?
Yeah, man.
Well, because we were listening to this, well, obviously you were, because you're in the studio, and it sounds like you haven't heard it in a while.
Yeah. No, I haven't.
Yeah,
I haven't listened to it forever.
Yeah. Because a lot of bands actually like it when the CD's out, because they can actually listen to it before the show, so they know, oh, wait, this is what we're supposed to be doing. This is where we're supposed to be playing. that's not...
Oh, yeah. I don't know if we really enjoy listening to ourselves that way. It's like kind of like, you know, when you kind of like call your own house or something and you have to listen to your own voice on the answering machine.
Yes. Yeah. It's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, just stepping back from it then, do you think the songs have changed much since this came out, the album? Like your live shows, is it quite different?
Yeah, I think the delivery is definitely different. You know, characters change, mm-hmm. certain phrases, whether it's lyrics or my guitar parts, or, you know, I think there's definitely an evolution.
They always change. Yeah. Songs always do that.
Just get faster.
Yeah. Just get faster. And get faster and faster. So you're playing here tonight at the Pit Pub, which is downstairs. If you don't know what downstairs is, it's Student Union Building at UBC. The show is about to start with Tarana Horse and what's the other band again?
The Balconies.
The Balconies. Do you know anything about them at all?
We played with them a little bit out east.
Yeah.
Like a rock band, I guess.
Yeah.
Like a dance rock band.
Just all about the ass.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So you guys are playing second, right?
Second
on the bill. And then tomorrow you're going to Victoria.
Yeah, to the Logan's Pub.
To Logan's. Yeah.
If anyone's listening in Victoria.
Oh, dude. Unfortunately, Victoria has a station, too, and it's 101. It's the same call sign as we do. So I think...
Oh, it gets canceled.
I think there's some crazy... Once you get to the middle of the ferries, if you tune into 101.9, it's... I don't know. You disappear.
Just kick off. You
might just annihilate.
Your iPod disappears.
Yeah.
Not that you can listen to your radio on iPod anymore.
No, your iPod disappears anyway. 101.9 is just like...
Yeah. So after that, are you doing more shows?
Just some in Alberta.
Somewhere in Alberta.
Yeah.
And anywhere you like to play in Alberta, being from Alberta and all. What do you think of Calgary?
Not really.
How is Calgary? Because I find, do you guys like Calgary?
We're gonna be playing the slice.
Yeah.
The
slice is it's okay.
Yeah,
Calgary.
Yeah. Nice.
Calgary is kind of like.
How is the music community in Calgary?
It's good.
A good community.
It's
true. Yeah.
The really music community is great, but
the rest of it's kind of weird, though.
You mean like the rest of the... Okay, the rest of
it's like living in a huge dollar sign.
Right. Well, the thing about Calgary, when I notice it, it seems to be... Like downtown core, you got like dance clubs here, but then right next to it, sort of maybe even a block away, would be, you know, like the music places.
Well, and then it's kind of there's weird. Not that many of them though.
Yeah, yeah.
So you mean the music place?
It's the music place. Yeah.
Yeah. So three or four.
Yeah.
No, Calgary's all right. It's just, you know, it's like a baby crying all night because it's got growing pains.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a plan to, I don't know, like a lot of what, because if you sort of band in BC, not in Vancouver, ultimately it's like if you at the end of the day the goal is to, I don't know if it's a goal, but people kind of tend to move to Vancouver, or if you're in Ontario, when you have a band in like London, Ontario, even you go to Toronto. If you're on the East Coast, you kind of go to Halifax or something. I'm kind of generalizing, but that doesn't always happen. Is that like Calgary, Edmonton? People tend to stay in Calgary, Edmonton.
Mm-hmm. Although we've been talking about moving to rural Saskatchewan lately.
Yeah.
I think that's where it's
going. Something to do with the whole hockey rivalry or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty embedded.
Yeah, you can't move to the other city.
You can't move to the
city. Music community in Calgary is great.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's still fairly small. So, you know, you can make friends easily.
That's right. Like, how does the bands, like in Vancouver, I find that usually certain bands will play certain bands because our sound, you know, blah, 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 so and so sound really works well with somebody else's sound. Whereas a lot of the city, Toronto, same thing. Whereas, say, in Winnipeg, not, because there's a lot of bands, but I'm not saying not enough, but one night, like, is it kind of like that, where you can get like a punk band playing with totally like an art?
Yeah, you just play shows with your buddies.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Whereas here, it almost never happens, which kind of sucks.
Yeah.
But
anyway,
yeah,
so that's a fun thing. That's a fun thing.
It's like walking with a pair of pants with one leg.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm totally...
Yeah. You're all about the similes tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry.
Oh, amazing.
So your first, the first tour you did out east, any cool stories? Anything crazy? Eat any strange food? I don't know. Nothing. Everything was as expected.
The center part of it we did in Regina, Saskatoon, and Winnipeg. We were cruising around in the old van where you can open the back door.
Where it falls off in your hand.
What happened?
The back door falls up right off.
Oh, really?
Open it,
like none of the doors sealed.
It's only held on by the other door that latches.
Yeah.
So what happened? You just get off the van and pick it back up and put it back in?
Yeah. You open the one door, you just like leave the one.
Oh.
I made the mistake of opening the
one. And then
one
door was duct taped, and then we're driving with no lights on the way back from Winnipeg, because it was like...
We were in Swift Current or whatever. So there was lights on the highway.
And then the police officer came around to the passenger door. We couldn't open it.
Because it was rolling down the window and it's all duct tape up. You're just like, oh.
And there's like a mag light duct tape to the dash so we could see the dials and stuff.
Yeah.
Front window's like totally smashed.
Yeah.
How was the weather? Was it snowing at all? Or
no.
Was it nice and
warm?
Beautiful.
Super warm, eh?
Yeah.
Just a little bit of snow coming over here.
Yeah, that was the only sketchy stuff.
Yeah. Awesome. I am here with Ghostkeeper. Why don't I play another song, and then maybe come back and say our goodbyes? Is that cool?
Yeah.
Any what song do you think I should play? Don't Come Knocking.
Right.
Ghostkeeper on CITR.
it is the
Ghostkeeper on CITR. The song is called Don't Come Knockin' from the brand new CD, available everywhere, also at your show tonight, I assume.
Yeah,
at the Pit Pub at UBC Sub Building, Student Union Building. Show is probably starting right now. If you are on campus, or if you're not on campus, it's easy. Just take the 99 bus and take any bus that says UBC, which is plenty of them. It's the second biggest destination for buses in Vancouver.
What's right the biggest?
Downtown.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And you don't even have to pay.
Yeah. But
the 99. Yeah, the 90, just get on it for free.
Let's get on the 99.
You just go in through the back
bus.
Door.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
To let everybody know.
They were supposed to have, people checking and all that stuff, but the first day they did, and
I know.
I've yet to see a person do it. I think TransLink, I don't know, there's a lot of, if you watch the news and stuff, it's almost like they don't want to make money because it's some kind of politics involved.
Oh, yeah.
It's like the SkyTrain. They don't want to put the gates in. And I don't know. I don't really understand it. I should probably stop talking about it.
Whatever.
So
get on the back. You'll
yeah.
Be fine.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, you got the tour. You got the CD. Everything's going fantastic. Is there a website that people can get a hold of you? Is it just like a MySpace?
Yeah, there's a MySpace.
Is it MySpace slash?
Or Flemish Eye.
Yeah, you can get
on our label's website. Yeah, there's a kind of a page there.
There's links.
Flemish Eyes, you have to do a search for that. And if you do a search for, not the wrong CD.
Yeah.
If you do a search for a Ghostkeeper, do you know what comes up? Do you think it's you guys?
Yeah, there's an 80s movie, an 80s horror movie that comes up too.
Oh, yeah.
It was filmed in like Banff or Jasper.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is it a good movie? It's probably not a good movie.
We've never seen it.
You've never seen it, eh?
It's about like a flesh-eating monster.
Really?
Called the Ghostkeeper.
Seems like the kind of things you would do as a band bonding experience to watch Ghostkeeper.
You don't want to know what we do.
That could be a horror movie. Yeah. Its own.
Yeah. It's much more, also at Jasper. Well, thank you. Thanks so much for coming out and talking to me and... best wishes. I don't know.
What's this radio show called?
What's that? Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. Next time you come, you should play on the show. Thursday nights, we have bands come on and they play and they just bring all the gears. We might have a backline in a couple weeks.
Oh, no. Cool.
So it's a lot easier.
Yeah.
And that's come when you play a live set. Yeah. And
nice.
Have fun. Tonight, can I play another song from the album?
Sure.
Yeah. What should I do?
What songs are on there again? Let's look at the back here.
Like, what songs do you normally start with on your show? Do you know?
Well,
okay. Ghostkeeper on CITR, thank you. Have fun tonight and in Victoria.
Right on, thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Your schools, you fools, are nothing but a babysitter.
Thank you.
That was Deluyas from Montreal. Faker Death, name of the album. Cats in a Bag is the name of the song. Before Deluyas, you heard a bunch of songs and an interview with Calgary's Ghost Keeper. As a reminder, they're playing tonight downstairs to where I am anyways, at the Student Union Building's Pit Pub with a bunch of bands. If you want to do something, go check them out. On the program still, at 10 o'clock, live in studio, playing a full set, or a set, anyways, I don't know if it's full or not, but Muscles, playing live in studio. Stick around for that, it's going to be fantastic. You do not want to miss it. I'm going to keep on playing more music until that's ready to go. This band is playing a show, CD release party, this Saturday night at Little Mountain Studio, which is on 26-ish in Main. It's on Main and one block past King Edward to the south. Little Mountain Studio, you'll find it. And they're called Polar Ghosts, brand new album, Mount Benson. I am going to play a song from that album called Sons of Norway on CITR Radio.
Tripped the third and tore your braces and headgear from your mouth. Your mother buys us Dairy Queen, you know it's not that bad. When she umps some of the games, we are the sons of Norway, we are the sons of Norway, we are the sons of Norway in this town. Seventh place, and at the bat, tied Case's laces. Walkman's blessed some ace of base, and Corey fucking hard. Your father keeps the score and smokes a cigarette. You're sad when he skips half of the games. We are the sons of Norway, we are the sons of Norway, we are the sons of Norway in this town. How I get across that sandlot field to you with a fist of dandelions. We'll be right back.
Diwala is the Asian Culture Festival at UBC. The event takes place Saturday, April 10th at the UBC Asian Center between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. Asia Voila provides tons of opportunities. You can spend the day learning about the domestication of rice, enjoy kabuki dance and exhibition, listen to gamelan tunes, then infuse your taste buds with delectable Asian foods, and much more. Visit asiavoila.arts.ubc.ca for more info. That's asiavoila.arts.ubc.ca. Asia Voila, the Asian Culture Festival at UBC. Check it out Saturday, April 10th, at the UBC Asian Center between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m.
There's something very important I forgot to tell you.
What?
Don't cross the stream.
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
This is a call out to the freaks, nerds, and geeks.
I am become death, the destroyer of worlds.
Put down your Dungeon Master's Guide and get ready for an hour of punk, metal, and garage rock.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I am a house, 9,000 completely.
We All Fall Down on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver.
You can see it when you look out your window, or when you turn on your television.
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope.
I burn bridges, I dig trenches, I sit and rock and talk to myself under park benches. That's what I do, what I do. When love ends, when love ends. I've moved cities, I've crossed oceans to separate myself from what I thought were deep devotions. Now I'm half as bad as losing you. And now you say, stay, stay, let's be friends. It's not a bad. Over under, so I've gotta go through it. So I went shopping, I went walking, I sat down with my friends. You know, we had us a talking. We laughed so hard, we cried, and I almost forgot. I thought I wanted to die. I tried whiskey, bean bar hopping. Some nights so drunk I couldn't fit another tiny drop in. I won't talk about the men, except to say that what I did I probably won't do again. Sure times and weather of ride, but I double up my courage and I triple my pride. I know, I know, I know it's been rocky, but I'm on the other side now and I'm feeling cocky. You wanna drink tea? Tell me you've been hurting. You can make a lot of dresses with the things that you've been skirting.
Ooh.
That was Katrina Sturton from, I guess it's herself. She was in the band Plum Tree ages and ages ago, and she's now doing her own thing. She's actually playing shows in Ontario and Halifax and stuff. So I don't know if you're listening from Halifax or Sackville or Montreal. Go check her out. She's playing shows in the next couple days, playing tonight in Halifax, Nova Scotia. I know tons of you listen to the show from Halifax. Oh, yeah, sure you do. Before that, I play some sister, also members of Plum Tree. They did a cover of an Eric Stripp song, Viewmaster, from the album Songs for Eric, which is a compilation of a bunch of people doing covers of Eric Stripp songs. Started off the set with a band from Vancouver, Apollo Ghosts. CD release party on Saturday at Little Mountain Studio. Sons of Norway is the name of the song. It's going to be a fantastic show. Yeah, you do not want to miss them. Do not want to miss the show. Sean Mrazek Lives is going to be playing as well. He just have his second child. It's pretty awesome. Dirty Beaches, another awesome sort of two solo acts. It's going to be a lot of fun. The show tomorrow, Saturday at Little Mountain Studio starts early, so you probably want to get there by 8 o'clock just to be ready for it. Muscles coming up very soon, playing live in studio. It's going to be fun. You do not want to miss it whatsoever, not at all. I'm going to tell you what's happening tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, a bunch of shows happening. There is a band called Buffalo Swans, plays on the show a few times. We're going to try to get them on back on this program again, maybe sometime in May. Scott Bell, Buffalo Swans, playing with Onward, Voyager, and Half Chinese. Half Chinese, one of the bands that made it to the Shindig Finals. Good guys, very good guys. They are playing at a place called 121 Studios, which is on 121 Heatley Avenue. So that's happening tomorrow night. What time does it start? I don't know. It starts at 8, it says. And what else is playing? No Gold. No Gold haven't played in a long time. I'm told that the sound has sort of slightly changed, so check them out. No Gold is playing with the Ruby Sons. Ruby Sons with No Gold and Toro Y Moyo? I don't know. Anyways, that's at the Biltmore. The Biltmore Cabaret tomorrow night. Also tomorrow night, Winter Mitts, the Winter Mitts local band, they are playing at Studio 16, which is a studio, I believe, at the French, sort of the French library, French Cultural Center, which is on Fir and Seven-ish. There's a restaurant there called Salle de Frite, and I believe that show is somewhere up the stairs, maybe. I've never been there, but I guess we'll figure it out. Anything else? Oh, Anna, Nomad, and Stone Eyes are playing tomorrow night as well. That's a Pat's Pub. Anna, Anna, Graham, and Andrew, friends of the show. It's going to be a lot of fun. Nomad is a band from Victoria. Don't know anything about Stone Eyes, but should be a fun show. Pat's Pub. So lots of option for tomorrow night if you are interested in going out and doing things of that sort. All right, let's get back to more music until Muscles are going to play. This is a Vancouver band. They are called The Good News and a song called Happy Ending.
So you're all alone again. How does it feel to be 40 floors above the one you love? We walk the streets at night. So it hits you rather hard. So many people around you sharing the same space, but I can't help feel like you're the only one. I know that you'll leave again. You never really promised me a happy Hollywood ending. Yeah.
to this lifeline. Doesn't feel so bad. Drags you on, drags you home to the lighthouse.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. LiveVan.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
guilty? Are you guilty or happy? You finally got your way. Listen, listen, darling. Now we're gonna pay. So listen, what does it sound like when it's done? What does it sound like when it's over? When it's over, is it over? The living dead have got one on the outright dead. One time you were whole, and now there's a hole, and we see right through your shallow grave. April
23rd, Joel and the Last of the Neighbors playing in town. So that's coming up soon. Kind of excited. Jeff, who is in the band, moved away to Edmonton, and his band is coming back in town, and they're going to do a show. Joel and the Last of the Neighbors from Vancouver. The song I play was called Disease from the album Return of the Fight. Before Joel, another local band, Language Arts, Where Were You in the Wild? The song I play is Lighthouse. They just did a little mini Toronto, Ontario, did they go to Montreal? Yeah, Montreal. East Coast tour anyways. And they're back. And before Language Arts, I play some good news from the album named after a phrase from Kids in the Hall. You people have carpet on your hearts. From a skit from the famous CBC show, Kids in the Hall. Happy Ending is the name of the song. And I started off the set with some, I think Katrina Sturton from her MySpace. Digger is the name of the song. Muscles is going to be playing live on the show as soon as we can get them on. Stick around for that. Do not go anywhere. Until then, I'm going to be putting in more music here and there. This is, what should I do? It's all over the place. Let's do some Hot Little Rocket from Calgary, Alberta.
We'll be right back.
It's hard. There's always so much to learn here. Go ahead, get a breath in here to the glass. Dry off the rise. I need a blindfold. I need it fast. Dry off the rise. I need a blindfold. I need it fast.
UBC Film Society. The Norm Theater, located in the Submain Concourse, plays the hottest films Wednesday through Sunday. Go to UBCFilmSociety.com for full scheduling information. Sign up for a membership at The Norm and receive half price off admission and benefits. Check out the Film Sock Facebook group for more info.
Film Sock? I think so.
Sleep in your own bed. Stay out of mind.
You're listening to CITR Radio, live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. If you're tuning in for Muscles, live in studio, that is going to be happening very soon. We're just working on some final touches. I will, we'll bring them live in studio as soon as we can. I'll quickly tell you what happened in that last set. I just played some Sleepless Nights from an EP called The Phone Booth outside a video store. The song I played is Everybody's Dancing. They are from Toronto. And before that, I played a band from Langley, British Columbia, The Magician, Who Will Cut Your Grass When I'm Gone is the name of the album, a reference to a unicorn album called Who Will Cut Your Hair When You're Gone. NJ versus NJM is the name of that song. Before that, I played a band from Halifax, The Maynards, Break Out the Make Out. The song I played was called 781-66092. Feels like it's a phone number, but it's missing some digits. Before that, a band from Calgary, Hot Little Rocket. Song I play is Number One West. I am going to play another song at least until we have Muscles on CITR. This is Better Friends Than Lovers.
Bye.
Sorry, Mark. Have to cut your song a little bit short. October Man, off the album Fortress. I would play more of it, but it's time to kick in to the live music portion of our programming. Live in studio with us right now, we have Muscles.